Sydney is next. Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yeheus.
I understand you're kicking off with African football.
Yeheus, Uganda will go against Rwanda in Saturday's final at the CECAFA Senior Challenge Cup football tournament in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Both teams won their semifinal matches Thursday on penalty kicks after goalless draws during regulation. The Ugandans dashed the hopes of the local fans in Addis by beating host Ethiopia 5-3 on penalty kicks. Uganda's Farouk Mia, the 18-year-old captain and emerging African star, converted the final spot kick for the Cranes of Uganda. Our African football guru, David Legg, says Mia is definitely a player to watch in the coming years. And in the other semifinal, Rwanda beat Sudan 4-2 on penalty kicks. Speaking after the match, Johnny McKinstry, Rwanda's 30-year-old head coach from Northern Ireland, said, and I quote, "My young team has done the country proud by reaching the final." Coach McKinstry and the Amavubi, or Wasps of Rwanda, well, they're using the CECAFA tournament to prepare for the 2016 African Nations Championship, or CHAN, which Rwanda will host next month. In Saturday's final, the Rwandans will play a Ugandan squad that's chasing a record-extending 14th CECAFA Senior Challenge Cup trophy. The regional tournament, organized by the Council for East and Central Africa Football Associations, is the oldest football competition in Africa. It originally kicked off in the 1920s when it was known as the Gossage Cup.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin. We got the game on.
Elephants of Ivory Coast will end 2015 as Africa's top-ranked football team in rankings released Thursday by FIFA, World Football's governing body. The Elephants are 19th overall and first in Africa. The Desert Foxes of Algeria are next at 28, followed by the Black Stars of Ghana at 33. The Blue Sharks of the Cape Verde Islands are next at 39th overall, followed by the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia at number 40. Rounding out the top 10 teams in Africa to end 2015, according to FIFA, we have Senegal at 44, Congo Brazzaville at 48, Guinea at 50, Egypt at 57, and Cameroon at 59. Meanwhile, the best and worst movers in the December FIFA rankings are both from Africa. Libya was the best, jumping 32 places from November to number 81 overall, which puts the Libyans at number 21 in Africa. And Liberia was the worst, falling 21 places from November to number 107 overall. That places the Liberians 29th in Africa. Taking a look at the very top of the FIFA rankings, Belgium ends 2015 as world football's top-ranked team. Argentina, Spain, Germany, and Chile round out the top five. The United States ends the year at number 32 overall, just ahead of the Black Stars of Ghana. Our VOA World Cup fans will remember The USA and Ghana met in the group phase at last year's big tournament in Brazil. The Americans defeated the Ghanaians 2-1 in Natal, getting a game-winning goal in the 86th minute from defender John Brooks. Well, this year marked the 50th anniversary of the All-Africa Games, and the multi-sports competition returned to the place that first staged the sporty jamboree, Congo-Brazzaville. When the games ended on September 19th, Egypt was on top of the medals table. The Egyptians dominated the podium, winning 217 medals, 73 more than second-place Nigeria. Zimbabwe won 4 medals in Brazzaville, 3 gold and 1 bronze, and all of them were placed around the neck of swimming star Kirsty Coventry. Since first diving in the pool in Algiers in 2007, the 32-year-old Coventry has posted a spectacular All-Africa Games record, a total of 22 medals won, including 14 gold. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2015, let's listen in again to an interview Kirsty did with reporter Blessing Zulu about her performance in Brazzaville.
It's been an honor to represent Zimbabwe at the All Africa Games, and I was just very thankful that I was able to go there and do as well as I did.
Tell us, how do you prepare for such events?
We had prepared for the World Championships, and I had gone some good times, so I knew coming into this that I'd be a little bit weaker because it's a little bit harder to stay so focused strength-wise for 3 weeks later. But we just did a good job of training and getting back into the pool as soon as we could. And, you know, I think I was also just really excited. This is my last All Africa game, so it gave me the opportunity to not leave any energy outside of the pool. Everything was put into that every race.
So you cannot be convinced to try
no,
and go?
I don't think so. I think, you know, I've said all along that Rio Olympics will be my last big international competition. And it was very sad. It did take me a little bit by surprise how emotional I got saying goodbye to the team, being on the podium for the last time in Africa. It's always been such a big part of my career.
Let's turn to Rio 2016 at the 2004 Summer Olympics in Athens, Greece. You won 3 Olympic medals. And in 2008 at the Summer Olympic Games in Beijing, you won 4 medals. Are we going to see another repeat this time in Rio?
You know, that's always the goal. The goal is to always, you know, try to get onto the podium. You know, unfortunately, in London 2012, I dislocated my knee 4 months before and then got pneumonia 2 months before. I still managed to come sixth, but it was just short of my goal. And so I felt that I wanted to give it one more chance. It is going to be challenging. There are a lot of very good swimmers swimming at the moment, especially in my event. So I'm looking forward to the challenge in the year ahead.
You have also been working with schools in Zimbabwe to promote swimming. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I've set up a Kirsty Coventry Academy, and right now we're working with a school, Mother's Pack, and we've coached some teachers to become swimming coaches, and there's about 450 children going through the program, which we're very excited about.
Are we likely to see another Kirsty very soon?
I hope so. You know, there are a lot of young swimmers coming up. You know, the talent is there, and now we just need the support and the funding to make sure that we continue to support our athletes.
Lastly, I know you insist that you don't only represent Zimbabwe, but Africa. What is your message to your fans?
Just thank you so much. You know, I've really been so lucky to have so many amazing fans, not just in Africa, but around the world, and Zimbabweans that are everywhere. You know, through sport, I've managed to keep us all linked together. And I think that's something that's really amazing that sport does. And just, you know, thank you so much for your support over the years.
That's Zimbabwean swimming star Kirsty Coventry. Kirsty won 4 medals, 3 of them gold, at the All-Africa Games in Congo-Brazzaville. And she was talking with reporter Blessing Zulu during a brief stop here in Washington. ¶¶ In National Basketball Association news, Los Angeles Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant might be in his farewell season, but Kobe is showing he can still make a big difference on the court. Here in Washington Wednesday night, Kobe fired in a season-high 31 points to lead the Lakers to a 108-104 victory over my beloved Washington Wizards. Kobe saved his best for last, scoring 12 points in the fourth quarter to sink the Wizards. In the words of Wizards coach Randy Whitman, he decided to be young Kobe tonight. Hats off to him. The Hats will be coming off a lot this season for 37-year-old Kobe Bryant, who announced earlier this week he'll be retiring after this, his 20th NBA season. Kobe is the only guard in NBA history to play 20 seasons in the league. Elsewhere around the NBA, the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors extended their record streak to start the season with their 20th consecutive victory. The Warriors beat the host Charlotte Hornets 116-99. Another star guard, Stephen Curry, the league most valuable player last season, fired in 40 points for those red-hot Warriors. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sonny.